Let's go ahead and get going on our first topic. And really what we're going to talk about is geared toward database professionals. The wording is very, very specific on that. We're not talking about just DBAs. We're not talking about DB developers. It's DB professionals, right? Because there's pieces of this that really apply to both. And as you can see here from the slide, basically what we have is a production database, which is the truth, right? The one truth version of the actual data and the schema definitions. And then what we do with this is we kind of offload the schema so you can work locally on that schema, make changes, and then just push the schema back up, right, with those changes to the production version. So it protects the data, number one. You're not messing with the data, you're just messing with the schema definitions, all right? And then number two, you have a nice, it's almost like the same kind of approach you use with source code control, where you have maybe many developers working with source code control, and you can go ahead and merge those changes back up to the master copy up in production. But I did want to kind of point out this kind of a mindset where you actually have the live data, and then you have what you're working on with VSTS DB Pro. And then from that point, when you're all done, you can go ahead and deploy it and push those changes back up to production, and you're good to go. What is it? Incorporate the database professionals into the software lifecycle. So if you are doing database work, who here is doing database work in their application? Show of hands. A good number of you, probably 80% of you. So this might be something to take a look at when you're doing your app dev. It's part of the team system, and some example problems it helps solve is refactoring item name changes that propagate throughout your entire database, no matter where those names occur, whether they're in views, whether they're in schemas, whether they're in queries. Real nice refactoring capabilities. It allows you to do unit testing and create test data, which is a very big thing, and then also provides a nice isolated environment, and that keeps the truth, right, that we've been talking about of your data. Now, some of the installation notes, those of you that, does anybody here actually work with VSTS DB Pro? No, a couple of you have. Okay, so when you go to use it, it does support 2008 now, SQL 2008, and these are the steps for installation. Just want to save you a little pain when you go to do this. You install the 2008 database edition, of course, to start with, and then you uninstall any power tools you had on your machine. Then go ahead and install the 2008 Service Pack 1, and then go ahead and install the database edition, the GDR, and that will give you the 2008 support for VSTS DB Pro. All right, so there's a trial available as well. So those of you that want to just play with it a little bit, you can go ahead and do that as well. So let's go ahead and bring up our first demo here. So the first thing I'm going to do is go ahead and create a new project. And the new project I'm going to create, we're going to go up against the Northwind database here. And under the database projects, what you'll see now is the SQL Server 2008 wizard. So when you install that sequence of list, items ahead in the list, you'll actually see SQL Server 2008 Wizard now integrated in with Visual Studio. So let's go ahead and give this a name, MyDB Pro, and go ahead and let this wizard go through its thing. So this is going to go ahead now and basically reverse engineer an existing database. And now we're going to consume a local copy of that on our machine. And when we do that, then we can go ahead and start making changes to it. So here we go through the wizard. We'll go ahead and which type of project would you like to create? A database project to manage changes to a user-defined database. We're going to go by schema. And then the next option that comes up, various ANSI code options. We'll just set all the defaults here, and the owner being DBO. Now this is where we get to choose. We're going to go ahead and import an existing database. We'll go out to Northwind. And then we'll go ahead and look at our build and deploy options. So this gives you your build output path and then our target database name when we go to create our database. So let's go ahead and finish this up. Now you can actually see the sequence as it unfolds before your very eyes with a nice kind of a status list. So it's importing the schema right now. And once it does that, you're going to end up in your Solution Explorer with the schema view, so you can actually see all the different items. So after you have created a test database, what's the next thing, a logical thing that a database developer would need to do? Create a test harness, right? You need to create some test data for that particular database, and that's what we're going to show you how to do now. I have the schema view. You can see right here. We'll go ahead and expand it out. You can see all the different assemblies and schemas and bring up all the tables, for example. If you double click on any one of these, it brings up these SQL statements that would be used, right, to go ahead and create that particular item. All right. So when you compile this, you get a big, basically, schema, you get a big SQL statement. All right. This is really what you end up with. And so you can see the results of that being displayed here in this list. So let's go back out here then and go ahead and start putting in some data for this app. And we're going to go ahead and add in a data generation plan. And so this will go ahead and dummy up data based on the data types that it's reading in the database automatically for you. So this is a beautiful thing. So now this allows you to go ahead and do some testing as well locally in this particular schema. I know this is always the next thing I usually you have to do, right, when I'm doing this type of approach and working on a database. That the very next thing you do after you get your schema in place is I got to load some data in. And this saves quite a bit of time. I mean, it used to take, you know, a few days perhaps to go ahead and write this type of application to load in data to your database to populate these items. And now it's doing it all through this wizard before your very eyes. Now it's going to come up with a default of 250 rows per table, rows to insert, but as you know, there are relationships that are in the database, and many times what you could do is you can assign these to a related table, and based on these tables, you'll actually see you can put various ratios in as well. So we'll do both of these. We'll go out to the order details, and we're going to relate this, say, to the orders table. And let's give this a, say, 5-to-1 ratio. So this is good for, you know, getting a realistic feel in terms of the number of records in the database. Now, notice it did the math automatically, right? It gave 5-to-1 ratio. So it put 250 up there for the order details with 50 orders. And let's put a couple more of these in as well. We'll go ahead and relate employee territories down to employees. And then this will go with, we'll say, a 1-to-5 ratio. And then finally, we'll get to the orders table where we come down and associate that with customers. And again, we'll go with a 5-to-1 ratio on that. So now you can see it's doing all that math really nice and easily for us. We're up to 1,250 records now to give it more of a realistic sampling of the data that would be in your database. The next thing to take note of is the data itself. Now you notice down below I'm selected on, let's say, the customer record. So it's going to bring up the customer data. Now these don't look like good company names to me, do they to you? You can't even read them, right? So it's all gobbledygook. It's all Unicode characters. So if you want to go ahead and give more realistic data, again, there is a generator to do that. So for the generator, you can see all the different types of generators that you have here. We're going to use a regular expression, but also I want to point out you can bind to data. So if you have a static table, say a list of states in the country, for example, you can bind to that and automatically will populate various states in that particular list. Let's go ahead and do a regex. I'm a big fan of regex here. Anybody here use regex? Any of the regex functions? Very good. And so let's bring up the properties now. So for the expressions for this, we can go like Ford, Chevy, Chrysler. And then now keep your eyes down over here on the company name. As soon as I get off of this and changes it, it will go ahead and implement those changes, right? So now you got realistic data. So you can apply any regex expression to any one of these columns. And, you know, just like that, you get some data. How about that? Pretty nice? I'm just getting warmed up, all right? So now the next thing, you know, what you want to do is go out to the schema view, and let's say I want to change the name of a column, right? So if I come down to the postal code, and I never like postal code is a name for a field. I don't know about you, but I'm going to go ahead and rename that the plain old zip, right? So I come down here, we'll go zip, zippity-doo-da, here we go. And so this will tell you what's going to get impacted by that change. And if you come up here, you can see not only is the table going to get changed, but there's a query that has it, there's an invoice that has it, there's the postal code index that has it, the generation plan that we created. So it found all of those areas. And if that's okay with you, you just hit apply and it'll go through and make all of those changes all at once.
You mean I don't have to dig through the database
anymore? That's right.
That is sweet.
All, no more digging, Stan. That's exactly sweet. Right. You can take that hard hat and just put it down. Okay. So, the next thing we got to do.
Spelunking.
What was that?
I like to call it spelunking.
Oh, okay.
Spelunking the database.
You're such a real developer. I can't stand it. Okay, so let's go do a schema comparison now, right? Say we're ready to push this up to our production schema. And we just want to just double check before we go ahead and do is see what's different. So that's what I'm going to show you next. We're going to do a schema comparison based on what we're working offline here with the database that we created this from. So here's my DB Pro database. We're going to go ahead and click the Northwind database where we reverse engineered this to. Are from, and then what we're going to do is go ahead and hit OK. Now what will come up is a comparison between the two schemas. Now you can do this with data as well if you had maybe a couple of different test databases, but these comparisons come in handy. And I tell you, a lot of times I go through this exercise myself and exactly what is different. So first of all, you can see that there has been an update for the definition here, and what has got updated. You can scroll down and you can see all of these updates occurred. But more specifically, we made the changes on the name inside of our customer's database, and that's the one I really want to point out right here. So you can see I've got a create for the zip and then drop for postal code. And then you go down a little further and you can see those other items that actually changed as well right here. So the orders query is another one that got modified. So you can see that just very easily by scrolling right down here again. The zip and postal code got created. Pretty nice. That's sweet, huh? So this is a great tool. You know, anytime you are doing development work, take a look at the Visual Studio Team Suite. It does come included with the MSDN, VSTS version of the product. And so you'll have that included with that package.
What if people don't have MSDN and they just have a developer license?
There's a trial version they can download and go ahead and try that out as well.
I mean, if they own a developer SKU of
VSTS,
Studio,
it now comes with that. That is right.
The Database Pro comes with it, right? So if you have a developer license, you know, the developer SKU, you get the Database Pro. You can just download it and use it.
All right. So that was one of the big changes we made there. Mm-hmm. Anybody have any questions on anything so far?
Yes, on refactoring on the DB Pro, does that go back and take a look at the instances in your application where that would be, where those table changes would be affected?
So the answer is yes. It does it's kind of a super grep. You know, it goes through and it takes a look in anything that's in the database. Now, did you say applications? So like the code itself? No, I'm sorry. We'll not go to your code. Anything that's inside the database, it will go ahead and detect. So that will be something additional.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All right, folks. That's our database example.
Yeah.
All right.
Very nice, Russ.
Thank you, Stan.
Just don't cut it no more. Want a big pipe carrying 200 megabits of pure excitement right to my door. Got an SUV with six-wheel drive with 300 horses. I'm never deprived. Infrared sensors for climate control.